championship game and your team makes it, that's big doing. And Johnson Brock, they are well represented here with both the girls and the boys in the championship games tonight for the Eagles. All right, we've got all 10 starters introduced. We've got all of the non-starters introduced. The Eagles on the road on the scoreboard will be dressed in the black tonight, and the Knights dressed in white. And we're set. Stepping into the center circle, it will be Aspen Meyer for the Knights, jumping up against Taryn Ottman for Johnson Brock. The Eagles will go to the north bucket here in the first half, and it's going to be Knights ball to start the ball game. We come the other way. Whoops. Now we get a do-over. The clock didn't start. Okay. Clock didn't start. It's going to be Knights basketball. We're trying to get a couple seconds to run off the clock here. The official says, take two off. There you go. So now it's 7:58. We have our first stoppage of play tonight. And now the Knights bring it up the floor, and a quick bucket for Aspen Meyer puts the Knights ahead 2-0. Here's that full court pressure that gave Sagan heart fits on Thursday. Ottman fights for the ball, gets it, throws it up the floor, and now a shot on the way too strong, off the mark, no good for Knippelmeyer. Rebound brought down by Behrens of Johnson Brock. Right side now, Chloe Weiss, dribble drive, gets up and into the lane, slip, fires a shot up. It's partially blocked away there. Coming down with the loose ball will be the Eagles down there. That's Brooklyn Behrens. She gets it into Ottman. Left three won't go. Got her own rebound. Up. Can't go again. And the rebound brought down by Aspen Meyer. So the Eagles miss a couple opportunities in tight. And here comes Lord Central up 2-0. Over on the far side, the ball comes to Aspen Meyer. Now here to the near left corner. Lauren Benedict with it. Over to the right side, dribbling up. And we got traveling called as a double team came to Sophia Fulton. She started to dribble in toward the hoop, traveling the call, and it will be Johnson Brock basketball. So we'll come back the other way now. Up the floor, Brooklyn Behrens all the way in. And reaching in is Fulton to grab the basketball. And held ball will stay on the Johnson Brock end. Behrens will inbound from the baseline. The Eagles line up sideline to sideline. Bounce pass in. Chloe Weiss got bumped big. Going to let him play. We've got really good officials working these games. Last time, Thursday night and tonight, guys, we love to see officiate ball games where they do a nice job and they let the kids play ball. Inside, the ball knocked loose from Ottman. Now recovered down there in the far end by Hallie Rasmussen to Behrens. And a three-pointer on the way, on the rim, no good. Put up there, by Knippelmeyer. And coming out of there with the rebound, that time was Jenna Box. To the front, all the way in, and a bounce pass across to Box. Layup, it's good. A whistle and a foul. We'll put her to the line for a possible three-point play. Oh, Jenna Box got the rebound at the other end. Ends up with the pass, the bucket, and a foul on Taryn Ottman for Johnson Brock. Ready to go again here. Free throw up. Won't go. Rebound ran down in the corner by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens will bring it up herself. Move the ball to the top of the key. Pass off the right side to Weiss. Chloe Weiss dribbles into the paint, got bumped, got fouled, off balance, will foul on the Knights. They don't have that number. They got that number, though. Sophia Fulton called for the foul, her first. Inbounding the basketball, Behrens from the baseline looks, and her pass turned over, stolen away. Up the floor with the basketball, Ella Welsh gets the ball away now to Fulton. Fulton back to Aspen Meyer. Meyer to the high post to Box in the paint. We got four defenders around her, and traveling is the call against the Knights. Into the game comes Satali Rodriguez, a 5'8 senior. also checking in there for the Knights will be Evie Madison. To the front court, drive around a defender, pull up underneath to Ottoman, and she got hammered. Did they get the girl behind her or the girl in front of her? It was a toss-up. The foul will go on Rodriguez. First foul in the ballgame on her. And Taryn Ottoman at the free throw line to shoot two. It's on the way up. It's good. She'll have another one here. 4-1 is our score. Up with a free throw, and good again for Taryn Ottoman. 4-2. Johnson Brock on the board, still looking for their first field goal of the ball game. And Ottoman with a steal at the other end of a pass. Up the floor comes the sophomore, gets the ball away. Over there it goes to Hallie Rasmussen. Now to Weiss. Weiss, she heads the baseline, backs out beyond the three-point line. Back to Rasmussen. Defender ran by her. Over on the left side with the ball. Knippelmeyer into the paint. Elevates up. Rim on the right. No good. Rebound grabbed up there by Madison. Madison will get the ball across to Meyer. Throws underneath the box, and she gets hammered from behind. Chloe Weiss, a no-doubter there. She jumped and went right through her. Chloe Weiss with a foul, her first. Team foul number two. And that will put at the free throw line Jenna Box. 0-1 at the line. Up and no good. She'll have another one here. Foul on Weiss will be her first. Team foul number two. Even there so far. Jenna Box ready on the way up and got that one to go. 5-2. Lord Central Catholic with the lead. Barron's coming up with the ball on the left side, cuts to the middle, and the defender finds the catcher. She had an open lane to the bucket that time. Now to Weiss. Ottoman playing down a little lower on the block tonight. We've seen her a couple of times this year early. Now with the basketball, Rasmussen to Weiss. Barron's posted up on the right side. Ottoman on the left. And a little jump hook up and good by the sophomore Brooklyn Barron's. We got a one-point game, and now the Eagles are going to press. Aspen Meyer breaks it easily. Oh, was that a travel? Apparently not. She didn't have control of the ball. That's what happened. Okay, I see. I get it. Box moves in there, and the referee explains that to Coach Mitchell. He said she never had possession, but she was able to run. Front court with it. The Eagles have it. 7-4. They're down halfway through the first quarter. Chloe Weiss off the right side of the basketball now. Get it up there to Knippelmeyer. Back out to Weiss, drives the baseline, pulls up, and a blocking foul called on the Knights here. Foul will go against Lauren Benedict, her first, no, 32, excuse me. Evie Madison, that's two already on her. Now, we got to check this here. They buzz the horn. Now they're trying to figure out who the foul is on. On the board, it says 32 with two. That is Evie Madison. I don't remember her getting the first one. That's three team fouls, so maybe somebody didn't have one. All right, the ball comes in. Brooklyn Buckmeyer in the ball game. Sophomore for Johnson Brock. Out top of the ball, Hallie Rasmussen. Now they change it down to one on Evie Madison. That's what I thought. Now we got another foul as the Eagles move in toward the lane. This foul on five, and Satalia Rodriguez, she does have two. And that's four team fouls now. Free throw up, and a lot of spin on that ball, and it's spun out for Hallie Rasmussen. They called that of the act of shooting. She'll get one more here. 7-4, the Knights lead. Second one up and good. Rasmussen, 1-for-2, and it's a two-point ball game. Ahead to Rodriguez. She'll lead the ball back there in the hand of Sophia Fulton for the Knights. Back to Rodriguez. Bounce pass to the lane. Box up. No. Box with a rebound. Held ball between her and Ottoman, and it will stay on the Knights' end here. So Fulton will trigger from the baseline. Everybody on a corner of the lane for the Knights. The ball comes in. Throw it into the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound brought down by Behrens. The shot was put up there, I believe, by Aspen Meyer. Come the other way. Sometimes there's a close seat. You can't tell who they're. You get screened off of the numbers pretty easily when you're this close to the floor sometimes on the end. Now Buckmeyer drives into the paint, dishes the ball across, and a long two-pointer up. Too strong, no good by Knippelmeyer. The ball's loose on the deck. Knippelmeyer ends up picking it up. Now off to Ottman down the lane. Left hand rolls off, rebound to Box. Box for the rebound, and here come the Knights. Aspen Meyer pushing it up the floor. Defense needs to turn around. She goes to Fulton in the corner. Back out to Meyer. Meyer to Fulton, right in the corner, moves up. Stops, leaves it back for three for Meyer. Three ball up and down. Meyer with five in the game, and now it's a five-point lead, 10-5. The Knights with the lead, 2:15 to play in the first quarter. To the front court, Behrens lost it for a second, gets it back now. Rasmussen inside Ottman takes it from two defenders off the rim and off the backboard. No good. Rebound Aspen Meyer. Well, Ottman still looking for her first field goal. Here's a three-pointer for Fulton. No. Foul on the rebound. Buckmeyer comes down with the rebound. Foul on Jenna Box. That will be her first foul. Minute 54 to go in quarter number one. 10-5, the Knights lead. Full court pressure shown here by Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic. In the middle to Ottman. Throws a ball tip, but it ends up in the hands of Rasmussen. Into the game, Alala Welsh back in there now for the Knights. Right side it goes, and that will be Behrens moving in now to Knippelmeyer. Thought about a long one, didn't. Buckmeyer has a right side wing. Driving up a couple of steps, back to Rasmussen. Behrens underneath it. Couldn't get her the ball. She was open. Now Ottman down the lane, dribbling, taken away, stolen out of there by Evie Madison. Long pass up the floor, stolen back by Ottman. Ottman comes up the floor with a dribble. Hands it off now to Knippelmeyer. Back to Ottman. Left side of the circle, needs help. A minute eight to go. Now she's going to dribble down the lane, stripped away, stolen. Coming up the floor will be the Knights, and a shot no good by Fulton. Offensive rebound, and another one, and another one. It's up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Jenna Box. Couple of rebounds there for Laura Benedict, but couldn't connect. Down at the other end, the first rebound belonged to Madison. And now it's in backcourt. Behrens with it to Rasmussen. They play catch. Throw it forward to Buckmeyer, forecourt. Ottman beyond the top of the key with it. 39 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-5 and a pass stolen. Taken away by Jenna Box. To the front court with the basketball. Now come the Knights. And now Ella Welsh. Left side to Box on the baseline. Pass in the middle. Blocked away by Behrens. Behrens with the block. Ottman, 19 on the clock. Spins to the front court. Stops. Buckmeyer, left side, down in the corner. Knippelmeyer moving in, backing it away. Now to Buckmeyer and over to the right side with 10 seconds to go. Move the ball over to Behrens. And looking, and Rasmussen for three, no good. Rebound picked off by Jenna Box. And that will end the first quarter. It's Lord Central Catholic 10, Johnson Brock 5, and our girls' Pioneer Conference Championship. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock trailing 10-5 to Lord Central Catholic. Jenna Box has 5 and Aspen Meyer has 5 for the Knights. The Eagles looking for they only have one field goal so far, a 2-pointer by Brooklyn Behrens, and 3 out of 4 at the line so far. Here we go. Eagle basketball to start quarter number 2. Buckmeyer with it, left side of the circle beyond the 3-point line, inside to Weiss. Weiss goes inside to Ottoman. Can't connect. Rebound to Behrens. She can't connect. And here come the Knights. Meyer pushes. Cross court, cross the lane. 2-pointer for Teresa Gigi. And now it's 12-5. The lead is 7. Biggest lead of the ball game. And now we have a whistle. We have a foul on Gigi. Teresa Gigi. They told me her name is. Who am I to question that? G-E-G-E. Behrens out top. Left side, Buckmeyer. High post. Free throw line jumper. No good by Natalie Clark, who starts this second quarter. Weiss reaches in. Gets the held ball. It will belong to the Knights, but the Eagles will get the next one here. The Eagles need to find their offense here. Down by 7. Minute gone by in the second quarter here tonight. And now up the floor with the ball comes Rodriguez. She'll pass it away. Now over on the left side. Left wing back to Meyer. Dribbles up into the paint. Lost it. Gets away to Gigi. She moves in. Passes it out. And now in the middle it's Meyer. Up and good. So Aspen Meyer was 7. And the lead is 9. 14-5, 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Behrens in traffic, weaving through to Buckmeyer, to Behrens, back to Buckmeyer starts to move, Brooklyn to the top of the key, to Behrens, now to Weiss, back to Behrens, they're looking to go inside, and a 3-pointer for Buckmeyer won't go, rebound Gigi, and the Knights clear it out of there. As Johnson Brock was trying to steal it away. Front court with it to Madison. And now down the lane, losing the ball is the Knights. Up the floor, Buckmeyer. And as they try to throw it ahead for a breakaway, timeout called by Johnson Brock. They're down 14-5. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, 14-5. The lead is to the Knights. 5:53 to go in this first half. Johnson Brock took the timeout. Now take the ball over to the left side. Knippelmeyer to Behrens. They play catch. Knippelmeyer, 3-ball up, too strong from the left side elbow. And Chloe Weiss tried to save the ball in, can't do it. Halftime at the ECNC Conference Finals. In the girls' game, Auburn trailing Elwood Murdoch 19-18. 19-18 is the score at halftime. The Auburn girls within one of that in that championship contest. Here it's 14-5. The Knights have the lead. They have the ball to Ella Welsh. She goes into Box, and she throws it up. No good. Rebound to Ottoman. A lot of contact with the basketball that time, down low by the Eagles. Now take the ball to the left side. Rasmussen back out around the perimeter, now to Weiss. Weiss back to Behrens. Left corner, Rasmussen around one defender, pulls up, 15-footer, no, Ottoman the rebound. Fouled as she goes back up. The foul will be on Aspen Meyer. Team foul number 7. 7. And Ottoman to the free throw line, where she's 2 for 2 in the evening. 4:58 to play in the half. It's up. It's good. Ottoman now at the line. Perfect. 3 for 3. Second one coming up here for the sophomore. It's on the way up, and it's good again. She got it both. Boy, Ottoman is a sophomore. Barron's is a sophomore. Knippelmeyer is a junior. Chloe Weiss, a sophomore. Three senior starters for Johnson Brock, ranked number 8. Only should get better here for the next year or so. Out on the right side, maybe the left side as we look at it here. Now it will be Madison with it, cross court. Meyer inside to Fulton. Double team gets it away. Oh, high arcing shot off. Sophia Fulton makes it a 9-point lead again. 16-7. There's the press. They trap across midcourt. The Eagles get the ball forward to Knippelmeyer to Rasmussen, left side. Skip it all the way to the right side at the top, and now down in the corner. It's going to be Fulton backing in. Back out to Barron's. Now to Rasmussen for 3, left side, up, good. Out there beyond the 3-point line, Hallie Rasmussen with her first field goal. Here's a steal by Barron's. Barron's drives it up. Drives underneath, kicks the ball to the right corner. Runner for Rasmussen, no. Barron's the rebound, up, won't go. Rebound to Jenna Box for the Knights. 5 rebounds for Brooklyn Barron's. The lead is 6, 16-10. Here we come to the front court, giving directions. Ella Welsh dribbles up, doubled, gets the ball away, and out of Fulton. Fulton cross court. Meyer out of the right side to Box on the baseline. Back to the top. Madison out to Fulton for 3. It's good from the left side elbow. 3-pointer for Sophia Fulton, and it's now 19-10. The lead is 9 again. Ahead to Ottoman, knocked away from her. And now up the floor come the Knights with 3:05 to go in the first half, leading by 9. The Knights give the ball ahead, Madison to Fulton. Fulton dribbles back, now over to the far right side, Welsh with it. Welsh will hold, dribbles across, get it to Aspen Meyer. She'll elevate from 12, short, rebound bounces out long. Madison gets it, shoot it, score it, and a foul. Bucket is good for Madison, and the foul will go on Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss, her second. Free throw won't go, and the rebound to Brooklyn Barron's. No, it's Knippelmeyer. It's 2:22, not 2. Here's a runner by Rasmussen on the rim. No. Weiss, well, that was close to being over the back again. Mike got away with one there. And now up the floor, Aspen Meyer. An 11-point advantage for the Knights. Three ball, no. Box, the rebound. Put back, no. Box with a save. Gets it to a teammate. Out on the top, Sophia Fulton with the basketball. Fulton gets it away to Welsh. Down in the corner and now back into Box. Dribbles, shoots, and scores. Jenna Box with a 2-pointer. She now has 7 points, 6 rebounds. The lead is 13 for the Knights. 3-pointer up, no good by Knippelmeyer. The follow by Barron's, and it won't go. And a rebound to Chloe Weiss. Weiss out top. Barron's with it now. Or rather, Rasmussen. Come the other way. Now to go to the top. Now left. Weiss, inside, moving in, Ottoman, up, got it. Karen Ottoman playing the inside. That's her first field goal. She's got 6 points in the game, but there's 4 for 4 at the line. Previous to that, lead now 11, 23-12. Meyer all the way to the hole, up and good. Aspen Meyer takes it in. She's got 9, and the lead is 13 for the second time here in the second quarter. Rasmussen to the front, into Ottoman, down the lane, left hand, too strong. Rebound, Aspen Meyer. She'll come out with the basketball, pushes, works from the left to the right, underneath the box, dribbles, shoots with the left hand, left side, good again. She's got 9. Under a minute to go in the half, the lead is 15 for the Knights. Coming up the floor, Weiss gets it out of there. Knippelmeyer. Rasmussen into Ottman, foul from behind. Foul will be on Evie Madison. That will be her second this time. They had her for two earlier. And the Johnson Brock Eagles will now be shooting 1-1. Taryn Ottman at the line. 4-for-4 at the line. Weiss comes out for Johnson Brock. See who came in there, if I can find her. Oh, Buckmeyer back in. Okay. Here's the free throw on the 1-1 up. And two hops on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Knippelmeyer saves it in. And it'll be handled by Behrens. Behrens with 28 seconds on the clock. Right side they go to Knippelmeyer. Swinging around to Rasmussen. Ottman down on the right block. 19 on the clock. Knippelmeyer down 15 or Johnson Brock. Over to Rasmussen. I don't think they've made, yeah, they have made a, no, they've not made a three yet in this game. Yep, Rasmussen made one, excuse me. Now, four on the clock and a long three. Behrens, oh my. She made that. And I don't think that's what they're trying to draw up, but Brooklyn Behrens, from probably 5 feet behind the three-point line, throws the left-hander up there and it fell in. And at halftime, it is Lord Central Catholic 27, Johnson Brock 15. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Sunny 101.3.
27-15, Johnson Brock Trent, Lord Central Catholic here at halftime. Our halftime report brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home, but it's far from debt. Learn more at HCC at highland.hcc.edu. And we're ready to go here. 27-15 is our score. It is for Johnson Brock, 5 for Brooklyn Behrens, 4 for Hallie Rasmussen, and 6 for Taryn Ottman for their total of 15. They are 5 for 7 at the free throw line. They have only made one three-pointer in the first half. For the Knights, they are led by Jenna Bach. She's got 9 points and 6 boards. Aspen Meyer has another 9 points. 5 for Sophia Fulton and 2 for Evie Madison for their total of 27 here in the first half. And there's also 2 for Teresa Geege for the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. So that's where we're at. 27-15, the lead at halftime belongs to the Knights of Nebraska Lord Central Catholic. Again, our halftime reports are brought to you by Highland Community College. Visit them to find out more. It's close to home, but it's far from dead. Check them out online at highlandcc.edu. 27:15, we'll be back. We'll take a break. We'll check the weather. Be back with more coming up here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris Picorni, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 28. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 52. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows level off around 33. Cloudy skies expected Monday. Decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Upper 50s. Monday, upper 40s by Tuesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Tri-County High School. Give you another score final in the boys' third place game at the ECNC today. Exeter Milligan defeated Meade. Excuse me, that wasn't Exeter Milligan. Elwood Murdoch. I do that all the time. Sorry about that. Exeter. John Elwood Murdoch. There's a lot of things wrong with John. I know that. Elwood Murdoch, 62, and Meade, 50. The Auburn girls were leading the championship game of the ECNC at halftime. They were trailing, rather, by a point to Elwood Murdoch, 19-18 in the girls' third-place game. Ball City beat Weeping Water, 47-27 earlier this afternoon. Here, it was Sig Hart girls getting third place with a win today over Lewiston. Irish boys also will bring home third place plaque as they defeated Friend in a very entertaining, highly competitive ball game. Here we go. Johnson Brock basketball. Third quarter, and immediately a foul called on Jenna Box as she ends up tripping Ottoman. Box picks up her second foul, first team foul of the half. The ball comes in to Chloe Weiss. Weiss drives the paint. Out it goes to Behrens. Backs up and now goes over to Knippelmeyer. She'll drive with the left hand. Swiped away. Good play. Sophia Fulton. Backcourt. The Knights have it. Box will give it up. Back now to Welsh. Welsh up the floor on the right side. 27-15. Ball knocked loose, recovered by the Knights. Pass it down low to Box. Couldn't control it. Finally got a hold of it and a reach-in foul. We're going to put her at the line on that. Foul on Chloe Weiss, I believe. Yes, that'll be her third. And Jenna Box will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's 1-for-3 at the line, has 9 points in the ballgame. Fires it up, looks good, and it is. Second free throw coming for the Knights junior, 5'10 junior. She looks like she might be a little taller than 5'10, maybe not. Second on the way up, off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Aspen Meyer for the Knights. She passes off, she gets it back, throw it to the middle, up, and a foul called on Johnson Brock. Two-shot foul coming. At the line this time will be Lauren Benedict. Lauren Benedict looking for her first point tonight. Came up too strong on that one. The foul was on Brooklyn Behrens, her first. Free throw up, no good. Rebound tipped around. The Knights end up with it. Shot up, no good again. The rebound's out of bounds off of the Eagles. And first shot kept alive there by Benedict. Inbound the basketball. Out top it goes. Welsh for the bat. Free ball for Meyer. Off by. The ball away. And a down. First point. Don't want her to get a hot hand, but the Johnson. Here's a lob inside, and an offensive rebound. Box. She's got offensive. Can't get it. They're not. Way strong. Meyer drives left hand. Push. Oh. Jordan Benedict. Found him. The baseline. Left hand. Foul on the out. So 4 out of 5. Rebound. With it. Right side. With to Meyer. Now swing it. Left side. Baseline. Clean. Hold the ball. Defense got a hand in there. Early. One, no, boxing. You don't get it. See? For John and picks up her nope. She's made 2 for so far in this game. Second and no rebound out of all up. Brock Welsh. Buck. Trigger in. Fine. Orange. Meyer put. Drives it now over. Feet. Up by her teammate in a box with a steal. Johnson Brock is shipped away. 15-point lead. As he goes. The baseline. Ottoman will give the ball to Barron. The floor. Right back. Bounces down. Dribbles. Ethan Meyer. Nippelmeyer. Down. The Eagles. Nippelmeyer will comes Hallie Rest. It will for the right to Fulton. Right the wing. Deflected right back. Good for Jeff. Said I time out. Mission will stay with Johnson Brock. So the ball will be inbounded here. Over the far south, throw it to Buckmeyer to catch. Knights back. Out of the Aaron comes backs up. He works the ball. Pass to Meyer. Madison. Up to Amelia Welsh. Welsh. It's Madison. And heavy Madison. Deleted. John. Good, and Clark comes up. The senior. Making the run. Driving in, pulling up to Nippelmont. Rebound, Clark had it. Lost it. Third. 12.9. Ever. And we got a push foul called here on make a contact. Back into the game. Chloe Vaught. Brock. Floor. Sophia Fulton. Chloe Weiss knocked Eagle that ball. Somebody in black touched the ball. Ball comes into the middle of the floor into Madison. Off. Put away. Just give the ball off to Nippelmeyer. Now to Weiss. And on team foul. Four foul. Hit. Straight out front, up and good. Rasmus has got. All right, a minute 38. It's lead. Ottoman had it, knocked away. Sophia Fulton. On Sophia Fulton. I did not see that. A late foul call. I saw him pull. And then the whip. In the third. Vice against the full court pressure. Rasmussen lobs it in to Ottoman in the paint. Oh, it's up, no good. They're down nine in the third quarter. Pass side to Bach, dribbles around. Quick step. That is 14 now for Jenna Box, and the lead is 11 again. Dribble. Serves up inside. And now tonight, playing more out on the perimeter. Pass, we got a foul on. Now she. Numbers. Get a lot of free throws here in this fourth quarter. But it's 34-26. It's down to 8. Johnson Brock trailing. Recovered in there by Fulton. Timeout call. To save the possession there.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny, 101.3.
9 seconds left in the third quarter. 9-point lead for the Knights. They're playing for a last shot. 3 on the clock. Out between the circles. A long 3 off the mark. No good. We apologize for our technical difficulties. 34-25, the lead to the Knights after 3 over Johnson Brock. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Sunny 101.3.
Brock Eagle girls start the fourth quarter down 9 with the ball. Right here in front of us, they take the ball into Ottoman, knocked away again. Good defense, quick hand by Evie Madison. Weiss, Ottoman, Behrens, Knippelmeyer, and Rasmussen for Johnson Brock. Handling the ball, Welsh out top for the Knights. Get the ball away to Fox. Drives down, dishes off now with the basketball. Again will be Sophia Fulton. Off it goes, Aspen Meyer. Meyer will throw it across to Fulton. And out into the post. Driving down there, Madison back out to the top. Meyer. The Knights can take their time with a 9-point lead here. Lob the ball inside. Madison back out. Meyer drives to the paint, went up, lost the handle on the ball, stolen away, and now ahead it goes, and a layup good for Behrens. Behrens hoping for a foul there, didn't get it. The lead down to 7 now, with 6:45 to go. Weiss the assist on that one. Now to the front court, Ella Welsh with the basketball. And we've got a foul on Johnson Brock on the arm. That'll be team foul number 6 on the Eagles. It's going to go against Brooklyn Behrens, her second. Chloe Weiss has 3 for the Eagles. Aspen Meyer and Sophia Fulton, 3 for the Knights. Everybody else with 2 or less. Right side now, Meyer with it. To the right baseline with the pass. Down there with the ball. They move out back to the top and move it in. It's Fox. Spins in. And got the ball away to a teammate and a foul on the shot. Boy, Johnson Brock fans wanting a travel call down there on Box that time. Didn't get it. Behrens picks up the foul, her third, second of the quarter. And at the line will be the Knights. Sophia Fulton, 5 points in the ball game, all in the second quarter. Free throw on the way up and good. The lead now back to 8. Second one coming here for the 5'5 senior. On the way up, good again, drains them both. And the lead is 9 with 6:17 to go. To the front, Behrens driving up. The defense didn't get back. Layup good. 11 for Brooklyn Behrens now. It's down to 7. Meyer jogging the ball up the floor, off the side to Welsh, right side. Dribbling with the left hand at the top between the circles. Pass is right. Fulton into Fox. goes right, spins left, dishes it off to Miller, rejected by Ottoman, and the Knights touch it, they're out of bounds. It will be Johnson Brock ball. You hear the Eagle fans getting a little bit happy, down by 7. Big possession here, they can cut it to 5, maybe even to 4. Off the floor, Rasmussen shoots, forced a little bit. Barron's the rebound in the paint, spins, no. Rebound, Ottoman had it and got hit from the front and the back. Who are they going to call the foul on? It's going to be on Aspen Meyer. Well, no, maybe 32. It's 32, not 23. Madison with the foul. That'll be her third foul. Bonus time the rest of the game for both of these teams. Ottoman at the line. Here for the sophomore. It's up. It's back off. No good. Touch last. That's a good call. It's got to be Knights. Johnson Brock ball. Johnson Brock ball. The Knights touched it last as it caromed off the rim. 5:31 to go. Get it into Chloe Weiss on the sideline against the man to man. Drives the lane. Scoops it up and in. Not sure how it got there, but it did. Her first two of the night, it's down to a 5-point ball game. 36-31, Johnson Brock pulling closer here. The Knights trying to take a little time. Now they attack the basket. Oh, nearly stolen away. Driving in Meyer up and no. Rebound, Barron. And a hell ball. Oh, my, that was quick. And Coach Mitchell Atkinson just got sent to the bench. He was down by the scorer's table. The referee said, go sit down, and gave him a stern finger point. That was a quick call and a jump ball. Matt and up, dribbling in and put it up. Aspen Meyer now with 11 in the game. 38-31, the lead is 7. 4:50 to go. Here comes Knippelmeyer. Oh, cross-court pass. Box with the steal for the Knights. Driving in, crosses over, lost the ball. A scrum for the ball. Held ball goes to the Eagles. And again, referee and Coach Atkinson are disagreeing. Coach Atkinson wanted the ball his way, and he said you have to have the ball in order to call timeout. And now it's Knippelmeyer for 3. Too strong. Rebound caroms off. Johnson Brock had it. Rasmussen lost control of it. Fell down. And now it's Aspen Meyer pushing up the floor all the way to the paint. Up. No. Rebound. Aspen Meyer put back. No. Rebound by Madison. No. Rebound to Johnson Brock. Out of there to Knippelmeyer with the ball. 4:05 to play in this ballgame. 38-31. The Knights lead. Weiss needs help. Lobs it to Ottoman. Timeout, Johnson Brock. 3:59 left. They're down by 7. Are the Eagles? We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
38-31, Lord Central Catholic has led the entire way, 10-5 after the quarter stop. They led by 10 at halftime, then by 9 after 3. Johnson Brock cut it to 5 here in the fourth quarter, but now the lead is 7 again. Johnson Brock will have 3 timeouts left. The Knights have 4 left. It will be Eagle basketball on their end. Inbounding will be Brooklyn Barron's. She gets the basketball. And here we go. Needs help. Gets the ball in. Knippelmeyer, 3 ball up. In and out. No good. Rebound. Weiss. Put back. Short. Won't go. And Ottoman, the rebound. The put back. It's good. And a foul. Basket is good, and the foul will go on Jenna Bosch, her third. Team foul number 8. Weiss and Ottoman, each with a rebound there. That's 10 now for Ottoman, looking for 11. The free throw up, good. Now all of a sudden, it's a 4-point game. Here's a steal, Weiss up, good. Weiss with the steal, it's a 2-point ball game. Stole it right under the basket, put it up and in. We go the other way, Walsh with the ball, 3:38 left. Out top with the ball, Aspen Meyer, guarded by Ottoman out there. Had to hand the ball off, nearly knocked away. It's going to be Welsh again with the ball on the left side of the circle. Well, you Fall City City Hurt fans driving back. They're not there already. Hope you're enjoying this one. Wishing you were here, I know. Here's a drive and a pass. Ottoman knocked it loose, but it's recovered by Madison. Madison used up her dribble, gets the ball away to Sophia Fulton, 3:08 to play. Fulton used up her dribble. Now off it goes. Evie Madison between the circles and right sideline. Meyer drives up, crosses the center, the free throw line, and now Fulton down the lane to Box. They have lost her in the offense here for quite a while. Johnson Brock doing a good job of neutralizing her. She is the scorer in this fourth period. The Knights taking their own sweet time, up by 2 with 2:39 to play. Eagles on Chloe Weiss, and that's number 4 on her. Weiss with 4 team fouls, even at 8 apiece. 1-1 here for Aspen Meyer. 11 points, no trips to the line yet in this one. Senior sets, fires, it's good. It's a 3-point lead. She makes it a 2-possession game now with another free throw here. Once again, Meyer at the line, ready, fires it up, no, rebound, Ottoman. Ottoman with the rebound for Johnson Brock. She'll bring it up the floor herself. And now goes to the top of the key, had it knocked away, got it back. Now Weiss with it with 4 fouls. Bounce pass to Ottoman to the free throw line. Dribbling back to Weiss, over it goes. Knippelmeyer couldn't load it fast enough. Now Rasmussen, 3 ball, in and out, no. Ottoman, the rebound, triple teamed, spins in the lane, shoots, no. Rebound brought down by the Knights, by Fulton. Ottoman couldn't connect. He's got a couple good looks, 2 minutes to go. 39-36, the Eagles lead for Lord Central Catholic. Over to the left side with it, Sophia Fulton, yes, with it. Drives the middle, gets it to Aspen Meyer. Meyer with a crossover into the paint. Floater, good. And a foul is called. Meyer with the bucket has 14. She'll be at the line. It's a 5-point lead, trying to make it 6. And Chloe Weiss just fouled out of the ball game. They were down at the far end underneath. I couldn't see who it was on. Weiss fouls out with 1:46 to go. And Meyer at the line. Ready, Buckmeyer. Aaron's clears the board. She'll bring it up herself. Right side, Rasmussen. Tally looking back out top to Knippelmeyer. That's Barron. Barron, they play catch. 1:32, high post, inside out, 3 ball. No good by Knippelmeyer. Saved in, off the hands of Buckmeyer. Rasmussen tipped it in, and Buckmeyer couldn't hang on to it. And it's going to be Knights basketball. Timeout called with 1:26 to go. 41-36, the Knights lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
This is Sunny 101.3.
41-36, the lead to the Lord Central Catholic Knights of Nebraska City, trying to win the Pioneer Conference Girls Championship. tournament game. Inbounding will be Evie Madison underneath the Johnson Brock goal. Full court pressure here by the Eagles. The ball comes in. Welsh with it. Throws it ahead to Jenna Bach. Ooh, about went over. Just about threw the ball to a teammate in the backcourt. Caught herself before she did it. And now a foul on Brooklyn Behrens. Brooklyn's fourth. Team foul number 10 on Johnson Brock. So it's a pair of free throws for Ella Welsh. She has not scored in the game. Has not been to the free throw line in this game. Ready. Fires it up, and good. They are doing a good job of knocking down free throws for the Knights. They made four out of six so far here in the fourth quarter. The lead is six. They make it a three-possession lead. Up, and she did. Walsh knocks them both down. It's back up to a seven-point lead after being down up within two for Johnson Brock. Over to the left side, Allie Rasmussen dribbling, gets off to Behrens. The Knights, good defense. The Eagles have to attack the basket into Behrens. Too far in front of her, she couldn't get to it. Sophia Fulton with the basketball. Now off to Aspen Meyer, a reach-in foul on Ottoman. That'll be her third foul, and two more free throws coming. And Aspen Meyer's been at the line here. She's got 14 points in the game. 1 for 3 at the line is Meyer. Sets, fires up, and got it. And they keep knocking down free throws. Johnson Brock now down 8 with 53 and a half seconds to go. Second one coming. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Buckmeyer. Up the floor. Brooklyn Buckmeyer to the front court. Hands the ball off. Ottoman driving the lane all the way in. Oh, and a foul. And now a foul, and Coach Mark Madison yelling at his team. He said, don't reach. He said, stand in there and take it. Maybe draw a charge. Team foul number 9, Ottoman to the line. Free throw off the back. No good. An 8-point lead of 44 seconds to go for Lord. One coming up here is good. Ottoman makes that one. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Timeout with 44 seconds to go. The Eagles down 7. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
44.1 seconds left. Referee's moving. Telling the cheerleaders, stand still, girls. And now it will be Meyer can move the lane. She fires the pass long up the court. And Sophia Fulton was behind everybody in a Johnson Brock jersey. The Eagles are trying to foul. And now, finally, a foul committed by Knippelmeyer. One girl for Johnson Brock just had a girl right in front of her with the ball and just didn't do anything. Just played defense. She got a foul. At the line will be Evie Madison. It's up. It's good. Or was it not good? That ball hit the outside. Second all the way up. Good. That one went through. The first one hit the net. Maybe it hit the outside of the net. Anyway, the lead is 9. She must have made it. Up the floor, driving in. Behrens up and good. She's got 13. Johnson Brock did not call timeout with 21 seconds to go. Fulton, oh my. A hard foul there by Buckmeyer. That one was right on the edge. right on the edge being too much, get an intentional foul call. To the free throw line will be Sophia Fulton. She just knocked down two a moment ago. Gets this one to go. 19 seconds left. On the way up, and good. 48-39. Ottoman brings it up between a couple of defenders. Fulton reaches in. Held ball would go to the Knights. Even in a scramble-type situation, you can't just go through defenders when they're double-teamed there. Aspen Meyer will inbound the ball to Box and a reach-in foul on Ottoman. Taryn picks up her fourth. And with 12.8 seconds, a 9-point lead, Jenna Box to the line to shoot two. Box has 14 points in the game. Senior, rather the junior, gets set, fires it up, and got that one to go. They have done a good job knocking down free throws here in the fourth quarter. They've made nine so far and missed that one. Buckmeyer, the rebound, coming up the floor for the Eagles. Stops, leaves it back. Ottoman for three, off the mark, no good. Rebound Welsh, and that's going to end the ball game. Your final score, Lord Central Catholic 49, Johnson Brock 39, 49-39. Your final score. We'll be back and wrap it up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank provides you with services which help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with Frontier Bank, you're investing in your community. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here we have a final also in the ECNC Conference Tournament in the Girls Championship. Auburn 33, Elmwood Murdoch 32. Auburn wins the championship on a buzzer beater by Olivia Swanson, who had 5 3-pointers in the game. All 15 of her points on the long ball tonight. Congratulations to the Auburn Bulldog girls. Here in this one, the Girls Championship, Lord Central Catholic 49 and Johnson Brock, your final there. Write a couple of scores down here before I forget them. All right, here we go. In this game, wrapping it up, our wrap-up is brought to you by Highland Community College. It's close to home and far from debt. Learn more online at highlandcc.edu. for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Brooklyn Barons had 13 in the ball game, a dozen for Taryn Ottoman, 7 for Hallie Rasmussen, 4 for Chloe Weiss, and 3 for Natalie Knippelmeyer. For their total of 39, they hit 7 of 12 free throws tonight. For Johnson Brock in this ballgame, that was Johnson Brock, excuse me, for Lord Central Catholic. The scoring wrap-up tonight, Jenna Box had 16. She had 9 in the first half, and then held just one free throw in the fourth quarter. Also had double figures in rebounds. 15 for Aspen Meyer in the ballgame. She had 6 of those in the fourth quarter. 9 for Sophia Fulton, 4 for Evie Madison, 1 for Lauren Benedict, 2 for Ella Welsh, and 2 for Teresa Gigi for their total of 49. 49-39, your final score. The win for the Lord Central Catholic Knights. They're the Pioneer Conference champions for 2023. Now up next, our fourth and final game of the evening here at Tri-County. It's going to be about 20 minutes, so we're still going to be within a half hour or start time. Johnson Brock, 16-3, number 8 in D1, taking on 17-2. Tri-County Trojans are ranked number 4 in C2 for Coach Jeremy Sims. That's our game coming up next. Tri-County and Johnson Brock boys in the ECNC Championship game. We will take a timeout. We'll be back here in about 10, 12 minutes for the final game of the night on Sunny 101.3.